The European Soccer Championship is taking place for the first time in former Eastern Bloc countries, Ukraine and Poland. The tournament is supposed to highlight Europe's post-Cold War unity, but as David Stern reports, the age-old plagues of racism and nationalism persist.
It's Africa Day at a Kiev disco. Ukraine is home to a small number of Africans and Asians, many who came during the Soviet period. One of the African community's leaders here in Kiev is Charles Asante Yeboua, president of Kiev's Africa Center. He says that 4 years ago, a group of Ukrainians wielding knives and clubs attacked him.
Dark-skinned people are not very much safe in Ukraine. We don't go to places where we know that we could be privy to attacks.
And a recent BBC report warned that widespread racism in Ukraine and Poland threatened black and Asian fans at the Euro 2012 games. That report outraged many Ukrainians and Poles. Oleg Voloshin, a spokesperson for Ukraine's foreign ministry, acknowledged Ukrainians are capable of making racist remarks in the privacy of their homes.
But does it mean that these people are ready to take to the street tomorrow with knives, with sticks, and to attack people just because they have different color skin? Surely not.
But Max Tucker of Amnesty International says the situation for blacks and Asians is far from safe, though attacks are down slightly in recent years.
They're still reported to us, at least, though these won't be all the cases we know, about 50 violent racial assaults last year. In a country with so few black or colored immigrants, that is an astonishingly high number.
Rabid nationalism and soccer have long been a toxic mix in Europe. England and the Netherlands have struggled with violent soccer hooligans. During this current championship, Russia supporters brutally attacked stadium ushers after a game in Warsaw. And police used water cannons, tear gas, and rubber bullets to disperse Polish and Russian fans who clashed before a game. Nearly 200 people were arrested. Fears of racism have kept the families of some black players away from the games. But English fan Prince Cunniff has had no trouble.
And I thought a low point might be the negativity towards English and maybe black people. And me being black and English, I've not had no problem whatsoever.
Charles Asante Yeboua of the Africa Center was hoping to see many people of color at the Euro 2012 games.
We also see that it's an opportunity to, for Ukrainian people to see the diverse number of people who live in Europe.
For NPR News, I'm David Stern in Kiev, Ukraine.
This is NPR News.